From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois, here with Danielle Dyksterhaus from the Bradley University Theater Department. She's directing their production of Proof. It runs through Sunday, November 23rd at the Hartman Center Theater. Danielle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Obviously, there are a lot of plays out there that you could have chosen from to pick a production. Why did you choose Proof in particular?
Well, I think Proof is important to college students now because the main character is really in a crossroads in her life. She has to make a very big decision on where she should go. Should she go with her sister? Should she go with this newfound love interest? And I think it's really relatable because a lot of college students, after we graduate, have to make that choice. We have to decide, where do we want to go? Do we want to go to a company? Do we want to study abroad, go to a different country? And it's terrifying to make that choice. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. And even past college students as well, everyone has to make those hard decisions all the time. And it's very, very natural to be scared of that, but it's also very relatable. And that's why this play now.
Well, and I've done this play in the past, and one of the things that I really love about the script is that there's so much in there. There's a familial conflict between the two sisters. There is that sort of romantic undertone between Catherine and Hal. And then there's the relationship with the father and the all of the issues of parental expectations and then having to care for an older parent in his or her decline. So there's, for a four-person show, there's just a lot of stuff
yes.
in there that you get to dig around in.
Yeah, there is a lot, and we tried to really highlight all of those, actually, all that you brought up. And I think that, too, will relate to different audiences as well. And it is difficult because a lot of children really think, you know, well, what do my parents think of me? What do they expect of me? What do they want? And it's tricky because we're all human and we're going to make mistakes. And sometimes that's really difficult to deal with, but you also grow from it. And it's that play really highlights that, I think, just how your family can hurt you, but they can also help you grow.
I'd read that for a young person, you're a fifth-year Bradley student, that you're very interested in the psyche and character development. And how is this production a good fit for your own personality?
I come from a very close-knit family. I love my parents very much, and I have a brother and a sister. And my parents have always had very high expectations of me, which is great because I feel like that's really helped me develop as a person. But it's also been very difficult because I end up putting a lot of, you know, stress on myself, and my parents put challenges to me. And it's the same with the play. It's difficult because she really has, her father has these huge expectations for her, and her sister wants to just make her fit on a list, and this new guy comes in and he has this idea of her, but nobody really knows her. I think that's very personal to me because I'm sort of trying to find where I want to go and who I am as a person, and in a way I think everyone wants that, and so we've all kind of worked on that together as a cast, finding out who we are, who these characters are, and how we can really honestly portray what they need to say.
I know that this show can be a real marathon for the actress who's playing Catherine, because she is on stage for all but about 5 minutes of the
yes.
whole show. And so I'm just curious, what were you looking for in casting that role? And then how have you worked with that actress to show all of these things that are going on in that character over the course of this play?
What I was looking for going in was just someone who's very honest. I think in acting, a lot of times you can get really caught up in this is how I should be a character. This is how I should portray myself. Now I'm angry. So I was looking for someone who read under the lines and understood a lot of the emotion behind it. And the person I actually cast in it, this is the first main stage, like, big role she's ever had. She's always been in really small roles, so she was obviously very excited and very terrified to be in a big role, but working with her was great because we could start from the ground up, and she really wanted to do a good job and wanted to honestly go in and show what Catherine was feeling, and it was really just sort of a collaboration between all of us, really. I don't like to have a dictatorship when I direct. I like to really just say, this is, you know, we're all in the same playing field. Let's just make this together. And that's what we did. And I think that's why the play really resonates, because it's, I keep saying it, but it's very honest.
And what are some additional challenges for you, seeing that this is your first show that you're directing?
I think there were probably two challenges. The first one was just working with people that are my age, and also working with professors. It was really, I was really nervous going in what kind of relationship we would have, because we're all, you know, very close. But there was a lot of respect, and there was a lot of mutual just wanting to do a really good job when we went in with the play, and I think that's what made it grow. So thankfully, that crisis was avoided. And the other one was just a lot of pressure, because I am the first undergraduate to direct something. And like I said before, I put a lot of pressure on myself. So just handling the responsibility and the stress of it while also balancing out my classes and my job. So that was definitely a big challenge, and I'm still still a little tied up and a little nervous, but it feels really good, because when you find something that you're passionate about, you put the time in, and it doesn't matter if you don't get that much sleep, because it's what you're crazy about.
Well, and one thing that I found really rewarding about working on this show in the past was that because it's a four-person show, you get a lot of time to spend sort of digging into the text and figuring out who these characters are and what the play is about. And because it's a small company, you tend to bond quite a bit in a way that you can't when you're in a show with 50 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been your experience as well?
Yes, it has. I actually tried to... I agree with you completely on being a small cast, you can get a lot closer. So what we did in the beginning is we all went out to dinner after everyone was cast, and we just tried to spend as much time with each other before and just really develop these relationships. And throughout the process, I would argue that we've gotten really close because, again, because it's personal. There are pieces that everyone can relate to. And it's kind of funny because outside of rehearsal, all the actors be like, oh, are you free tomorrow? Like, do you run lines or something like that? And that doesn't always happen. I mean, sometimes it's just like rehearsal and then you're done. But we have such a close connection that they feel very comfortable asking each other, can I, you know, want to go run lines, or coming up to me, you know, after rehearsal and saying, hey, what did you think about this? I really want to talk about this a little bit more. It doesn't fit yet. It doesn't resonate. So, yeah, I would, as corny and hokey as it sounds, I'd argue that we really have become a family because it is small, a smaller cast.
Now, you also have Charles Brown, who's playing the role of Catherine and Claire's father. The other three characters are all in their 20s, so it's appropriate for them to be played by college students. But you brought in Charlie to play this role. What have you enjoyed about working with him? I mean, what does he bring to the character of Robert?
Well, I think what's really great about working with Charlie is that since he is a older, more experienced actor, he has a very different style of acting than we do as students, since we're still learning. But what was really great about him coming in is he could teach us sort of different ideas of what he thinks about the theater, but we also in turn can teach him a couple new tricks too. So the absolute best thing about Charlie, though, is even though he was more experienced and older than us, he came in just with this passion to want to do this play and work on it as much as we did. And I think that's what also really helped us get close, is because he is just as crazy about this show as we are.
Can you talk a little bit about the title? I'm always interested in when the title of a production weaves its way and manifests itself in the production itself.
Well, the title, I can't give everything away. I don't want to give it all away, but the title, a proof is a mathematical theorem that proves some of the bigger questions that the math world has sort of been trying to figure out for a long period of time. So that's kind of the head-on reasoning behind the title. But also, proof also ties in because it's, you know, where is the proof that you can trust someone, or where is the proof that they are sane or they're going insane? Because mental disease is something that's also brought up in the play. So it is really flipped, because it's something very, very clear, and then it's also something very, very abstract at the same time.
Well, so, and what's next for you after this production? Do you graduate in the spring? Do you know what your next step is after you finish this play and after you finish your education?
Yeah, I graduate in May. Yay. Finally. And then after that, I'm hoping to, I have like plan A through F. I don't know if that's being a director or that's just me, but I have planned out many different things. I'm a business and a theater double major. So I'm looking to find a company that really resonates with me to work for, and then find a sort of a local theater company that's nearby to where this company is, and sort of just segue my way in, start from the bottom and work my way up, just like I did here. Because I really believe that hard work is important, and I think that you have to really understand a theater company before you can do bigger projects. And I don't mind putting in the time and the years to do that. So that's kind of, I'm leaving it open. I don't know where it's going to be or where I'm going to have a job, but I plan on having theater in my life forever, however I have to get that. So
we've been talking with Daniel Dyksterhaus, the director of Bradley University Theater's production of Proof. The production continues with performances tonight through next Sunday, November 23rd. Daniel, break a leg.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me again.
And Nathan, Exhibit A Gallery in Peoria Heights is holding an art reception for two acclaimed local artists from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. The husband and wife team of James and Carrie Pierce are the featured artists this month. Carrie will be displaying some of her new oil portraits, and James will be exhibiting some of his beautiful hand-carved wooden tables. Plan to stop on by.
The Apollo Fine Arts and Entertainment Center is presenting a mini film festival this weekend. The lineup includes Follow the Fleet, Little Women, and Little Men. The films are tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.